And welcome to our show, Geeks Wired Podcast, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. And this week, we have Anthony.
Hi.
And Mike is back.
Yay!
And me, a Bill.
You a Bill?
I'm a Bill.
I'm a Bill. I'm a Bill.
Exactly.
And how do you become a Bill?
Just become greatness.
Become greatness, huh?
Yes. And you can contact us by emailing us at geekswire@gmail.com. Give us a phone call or a text at 801-896-4335. You also can help support us by going to patreon.com/geeksarewired. And you get access to our Discord, which you can chat with us. You can get Reddit Flare. And you also get access to the podcast early.
Yay, early.
Earliness, yes. So that we're going to, this is great. I'm just going to start with this one.
What?
So there was somebody decided to be really, really funny and get a license plate, personalized license plate in California with the words null. And for his wife, guess what he set up for his wife?
What's that?
Void.
Void? Nice.
Nolan Void.
Yes.
Nice.
There's a catch on that, though. So when things are not marked specifically in software, what's the issue that you run into?
Well, if they don't sanitize their inputs, this license plate number, when it gets pushed through a bunch of stuff, you might have a null pointer.
Yes.
Or a void, I guess, depending on the language, could even do that too.
But also, when you are missing information, what is usually put in?
NA?
I don't know.
Null.
I'm guessing null.
That's what you meant. Okay.
Yes. So, he's literally getting, for everything that's never, that's been unidentified with the license plate, he is literally getting tickets.
Nice.
For like the last 20 years.
So his license has been suspended like 400 times now?
Well, no, he's thinking that he's probably not going to be able to renew his license without having to pay all these fines that are not his.
Well, it can be suspended in California for points. If you get too many tickets, you get too many points on your record, and you can lose your license.
Well, he apparently still has his license, at least currently. But still.
So is he like taking this to the court or what?
Yeah, he's having to.
Okay.
He's fighting it, but he's still thinking he's going to. And so things that if an officer wrote down a license plate number or didn't get the license plate number and they forgot to fill it in, it's his now.
Well, I'm sure they can easily find out like that there's a problem here, because there's probably tickets in there that were done at the same time in completely different areas.
He is literally getting tickets before he got this license plate.
Nice.
So they really should have figured that.
Yeah, you think so, but if that state doesn't do anything about this, a lawyer would have fun with this.
I'm a little bit surprised California allowed the four-letter license plate.
Why?
Just, I've never seen one in California. There were seven.
Oh. When people make their own.
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, I've seen a ton of different license plates, like custom license plates, and half the time the joke is, does it mean this or that? Like, I can't think of one off the top of my head, but I've never seen a four-letter or a short one, which
Well, he got it twice.
I was going to say, obviously they exist, I just didn't know about it.
Yeah, so he broke the DMV. And I was thinking like, oh, that'd be funny. And then I'm like, I should think about that. And then as soon as I started hearing about this or reading a little more, I was like, oh, never doing that.
What I was thinking was in England or in the UK, the word for zero, I think, is null. Like, they don't say zero. They say null or nil. Mm-hmm. I can't remember which one.
I think I've heard nil from some places, but yeah. And well, that's even the other thing, is like you were saying, the four-letter thing. There's still the thing of how did they even let him get null? Like, why did they approve it?
Because the person at the DMV probably had no idea what they were doing.
they didn't realize
and
that.
In all actuality, the word null is different than the actual null.
Yes.
So this means that in their database somewhere, they were storing null as the word null.
Yes.
And same with void.
Well, I don't think his wife's getting any, but it's all him.
Okay, well, still, null.
Yeah.
Like, they're storing it as the word null, not as, like, just empty.
Mm-hmm.
Which or is nice. Another problem
yeah.
altogether.
Oh, yeah, they have all sorts of fun with this.
Kind of makes me want to go get the license plate NA.
You,
I don't know.
Do you really want tickets? I don't even want to deal with any of these now.
I don't know. I'm just curious to see what happens.
Someone in a, related to this, and I'm going to have to try to find the story now, but in another country, they put across a SQL statement.
Mm-hmm.
Just like they taped it over or just on like on top of their license plate. So you could still see the license plate.
Yeah.
But if a camera were to take a picture of it, it'd grab the SQL statement first probably. And it got them in a lot of trouble because I think it actually worked.
Ooh. That would... Or you mean the SQL statement of null?
No. It was just they had a SQL statement. Like you ever heard of the Bobby Drop Tables comic?
Oh,
that kind of thing. They didn't sanitize the inputs.
Yes, I get it.
So, I think they got. I'm pretty sure they got in trouble because it actually.
So it ends up reading it in, and then when it goes into the database, the database actually or SQL ends up reading it as a command.
Yep.
It's like we have to explain this one because I'm sure there's people going like, why? Yes. Maybe say like you know some put in some goofy. String is like drop table or something like that. It actually like deletes the entire table, the SQL table, which is lots of. So if you do stuff like that, you know, it goes in as a text, but the SQL ends up reading it.
Yeah.
And then follows the command.
I think the XKCD is called Exploits of a Mom. And the. Basically, I'll just read the article or the comic as it is. So it's like, hey, this is your son's school. We're having some computer trouble. Oh, dear. Did he break something? The person on the phone's like, in a way. Did you really name your son Robert something, parentheses, semicolon, drop, table, students? Oh, yeah. Little Bobby Tables, we call him. Well, we've lost this year's students' records. I hope you're happy, and I hope you've learned to sanitize your database inputs. That's it.
Wow.
I just like this comic.
Yep.
Only the geekiest of your listeners will understand that.
Well, we'll just have to put it in the show notes.
Yep, it's in the show notes.
Very barely, vaguely understand almost enough about SQL to get that joke.
Well, that's okay. So we're not even doing it. This is explain XKCD. So this is... The link will actually have much explanation more than, but as I said, the fact
this is a thing.
Yeah, it's totally a thing. So that is, so you'll see how it is. But that's why I was explaining, like, based on the string and how it's sanitized and everything, or how they do everything right. If they do it right, there shouldn't be any problems. No, a lot of people don't do it right.
For me, at least, I've always used null as like an output. It's like high or low. Use a null output.
Hmm.
But I'm so barely toe dipped into the well of.
Don't worry, you will regret it later.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, Arduino is my biggest accomplishment. Like stealing somebody else's code and using it. That's it. Like that's all I've got. So. Setting a value is about the only output or anything that I change.
Okay, I'm going to put the other thing I was talking about on the...
You found more?
On the cellos.
There's more?
No, it's what he'd found. He's putting stuff in the show notes, so I can link stuff in the show notes.
I'm trying to, at least. There we go.
As soon as he figures out how to do it.
Well, they changed how to do this on iOS 13.
It's kind of weird looking.
That's what you get.
Yeah.
Stupid Apple.
You're just jealous.
I am not. I don't have the money nor the inclination to learn Apple or anything to do with iOS or anything Mac. Like,
okay, it should be on the board. I put it on.
If it comes from Mac, I just I Yeah, no.
Well, good thing it comes from Apple then.
Well, Apple, excuse me. Excuse me for being old. Apple.
They've always been Apple computers.
Or Macintosh. I guess they made the Macintosh. Yeah, there have always been Apple.
Mm-hmm. Have they always been Apple?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Macintosh was just the line of computers that they made?
Correct.
Oh, well, see, I know even less about computers than I thought I did.
There you go.
And the reason why it's called a Macintosh Apple
is because that's an actual Apple?
Yep. You knew that one.
Are they going to come out with the Granny Smith line of computers?
Probably not.
No, they're currently working on their OSs by naming them national parks.
You know what would be funny is if they did come out with a Granny Smith that's like the, what's that cell phone that has the really big numbers and you can like just punch zero and it'll go to an operator and the operator will literally dial the phone for you. It's for old people. Like if
you mean like when the phone system was
the June bug or something.
Yeah, the jitterbug. The jitterbug.
Oh, see, I was thinking like that's what it was when the phone system first came into existence. Dial the operator, right. They connect you.
But you had to know the address. Like it was harder then.
Oh. You just tell them the phone number.
Yeah, the jitterbug, literally, you can, like, it's for old people. It's meant for people that cannot even use a regular flip phone cell phone. And they can literally pick it up, punch zero, and it will call the operator, and the operator can go into their phone book, and then you'd be like, I need to call my son Jimmy, and they can go into their phone book, dial Jimmy for them, and connect them through, so they don't even have to use the call button. But it is unbelievably expensive, just like everything Apple does. So if they came out with a Granny Smith, they could totally overcharge for that service.
Well, see, that's you're saying they're extremely expensive. Their iPad, their tablets are the best in the market,
their
especially for the price.
Their phones aren't particularly overpriced either if you compare it to a Samsung.
Oh, goodness, yes.
So, well, if you compare the capability of it, though,
it's still the same.
Yeah.
Like, just because it has less RAM doesn't mean anything. Android just needs more RAM.
And that's the thing that runs into with Android, being that it's like with Windows. Why does Windows have so many possible issues? Because you have anybody can put a Windows on any type of computer, mm-hmm. and they have to deal with each other. Apple, they only make certain computers and certain OSs that work one in one perfectly together.
Yeah. And I guess, I mean, it makes sense that that's the reason that people come out with Apple apps first, because there's so many phones that use the exact same iOS that you can release it into this market and there's already more phones for it.
Mm-hmm.
Versus, like, if you release an Android, you have to release for this certain version kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, most of the time they shoot for, like, version 4, which is really old.
Yeah.
For iOS?
For Android. Version 4 and
for up. Apple, I think you have to shoot for at least version 10, I think, now.
Is that KitKat?
I think so, yeah.
See, I've been seeing a lot of 7 or 8 lately.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, Oreo.
Maybe they finally upped the minimum that they let you develop for now.
I don't think Android ever imposed a minimum. It was just recommended.
I think they're starting to now just because there's a lot of, like, the security stuff they put into the new Android software, you can get around by acting like, by making it work with an older version. Because
it
didn't require it then.
And Google doesn't want to support older phones anymore.
Well, no, Google's policy has always been 2 years for regular OS updates and 4 years for security updates. They have never changed from that. They've always, that is what Google will do.
Your main issue, though, is the manufacturers and then the carrier, if the carrier also chooses to hold the, like, push out the updates. Verizon's really bad at holding updates.
A lot of companies are, both phone and service providers.
Verizon has to keep all their bloatware in it. Like, Verizon has so much. So does AT&T.
Like, no, they all do. They have their stuff. And you still get bloatware on certain versions of phones, even if they're unlocked.
T-Mobile's pretty good. I hate T-Mobile as a service.
Yeah.
I despise them,
aww.
But they are really good about not putting a bunch of crap on your phone. At least compared to Verizon and AT&T and all those guys.
They're just as bad as the rest, really. They're all just bad. And like I said, you could even get an unlocked phone, you're still going to get bloatware installed on it. Come on, you can't even, And, you know, honestly, Apple is just as bad. They have their Apple version of stuff. And Google, yeah. even if you get the, you know, Pixel, you will have forced Google items that you can't uninstall.
To be fair, on Apple, you can remove most of them.
You can on Google, too. But or depending you can at least... Version. Yeah, and also on both the, on you know, the very official Pixel and iPhone, you can, if you can't uninstall it, you can at least turn it off. Mm-hmm. Some of the bloatware, you're stuck with it. Mm-hmm. Through... certain phones and companies.
Meh.
So what was the greatest movie of the 90s that predicted the future that we haven't hit yet?
What's the one where the post-apocalypse and they're all driving the cars and...
No, no, even better. About the one.
The one. Oh, Jurassic Matrix? Park? No, the Matrix.
The Matrix.
The Matrix?
The Matrix.
Well, I don't see anything about the Matrix from
here. Here, let me move this. Oh, no, that's the wrong one. Let me move this one right over here for you. Oh, look. They're making a sequel.
Oh, another Lord. One? Aren't they on, like, the fifth or sixth?
This would be the fourth one.
Well, okay, depending on whether you count the cartoon or not.
I didn't know they had a cartoon.
Yeah, they have the Animatrix. It's a bunch of mini stories.
It sounds like Animaniacs for some reason. That's
probably what they were shooting for.
Well, it's
like, is it just a bunch of side stories?
Yeah, it's a bunch of side stories.
I might actually enjoy that then.
Actually, yeah. I think they're following Disney. They're just going to re-release the live animation, but instead of going live animation, they're going to go like true animation. So they're really releasing the movies all hand-drawn.
There you go. Well, I was thinking Keanu Reeves. You know, he just finished up with John Wick 3. He's working on Bill and Ted's. Why not? Let's just go on The Matrix as well.
And are they really making another Bill and Ted's?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you totally. Usually people call me Bill, but that's okay.
I'm done.
Wow.
Totally went there, yes.
That reminds me of another really bad joke. I heard the other day you sound like an owl. Somebody said you sound like an owl.
Cool.
Yeah, that's,
I know
that's
you're
why.
Going with
yeah, I know.
I'm not giving you the satisfaction.
It's because I'm smart.
There's no details on this movie, Bill.
I think Bill's lying. He's making it up.
You're right. I wrote the entire article up on The Verge.
Bill Come just on. He stole The Verge heading and just put the article in, and then he's posting it online everywhere. Don't believe it. The movie's not really coming out.
Well, it could just be, you know, like 10 years in the making, like Bill and Ted's. Three.
This is more than 10 years in the making. It was the last one was released in 2003.
Well, if you're gonna go, no, I'm talking about since they're going to talk about doing it, because Bill and Ted's been like, what, 30 years? Geez.
It's at least 30 years. I think it was in the 80s, wasn't
it? It was in the 80s. At least late.
That's fun.
So we're almost to 40 years on that movie.
I hope it'll be better than that. Like, the first Matrix was good. The second one was also, I remember it being good. The third one, it was, well, it was good.
But
the ending was just weird.
So the Wachowskis are really good at long stories and telling these elaborate stories, but they need lots and lots of time to build up and to fill in. It's like Sense8. Sense8 had a really good, you know, build up. They had this giant story prepped. They were expecting 10 years. They got told they had to wrap it up in 3, and you can tell. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened with The Matrix, in my opinion, is that they should have made this a 10-movie thing. That's why the third one was, it felt rushed.
Nobody should ever make a 10-movie.
It wasn't even that it felt rushed. It was
so, what did you call it? Just came out and hit number one not too long ago. Fast and Furious.
Are they still making those movies?
They yeah, they just released a new one.
I thought that was like the Ashley and what's her name, the sisters, the twins that were making those like side I'm a Spy Kid movies. That like were straight to DVD or VHS or something
Spy
like that.
Spy Kids?
No, the Olsen Twins. For a long time, they were making like straight to VHS movies. Yes, this was before DVD even. They were straight to VHS movies. And
DVD exists.
Nobody knew that they were making it, but they made like 10,000 of these freaking movies.
Hmm.
Anyways.
Yeah, no clue.
Just the... Like, since we're on the topic of The Matrix, just the third one, and I'm going to spoil this because, you know.
It's an old movie.
What is... Yeah, it's been more than 10 years.
2003.
If you haven't seen it yet, I'll pop, like, well,
Just skip forward on your player.
Just skip forward or just go watch them and then resume here. All right. I've given enough time for those people to leave. So the third one...
Skip past us, actually.
Huh?
They skipped past us.
Oh,
Neo
yeah,
dies.
Either they skip past us or they're gone. Whatever. It doesn't matter. So the third one is just dumb because they get out of the Matrix in like the first one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway,
yeah, like the Awakening.
Well, Neo wakes
up. And then there's a whole bunch of stuff where they go back in it, come back out of it, go back in it, blah, 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 blah. And then finally in the third one, they get to the point where they find the city, and then he gets blinded because he gets, like, electrocuted in the eyes. And so it, like, sears his eyes out, which that's, you know, believable enough. The part that's not, though, is he's able to see the machines and all the electricity without being hooked up to anything.
Because he's the one.
I don't care if you're the one.
Because he's still in the Matrix is the implication.
No, he's outside the Matrix. And
no,
he can see the machines.
Even outside the Matrix, he's still in the Matrix. Though.
Because he's half human, half Matrix.
No, because it's another civilization for those who couldn't survive in the Matrix.
Conspiracy theory right here.
Yep, I'm putting my tinfoil hat on.
Even then, I still don't think that's believable.
They never left.
Just because... Unless they had some kind of like implant that he, I don't know. If they had taken time to explain it, sure, I might be okay.
Implantception.
But it just happened.
It's like Inception. Like,
I don't know.
No, Implantception.
Why Implantception?
Because they were implanted with the Matrix movies,
but that part's always bothered me.
But the implant was just the tracker. Like you, I don't know. I'm confused with the implant thing.
Don't worry.
There's not an implant inside the implant.
They only said it was an implant.
They'll explain it in the Matrix number 8.
Yeah. It'll be like the Crystal Skull.
No. Matrix number 8 is going to be quite better. No, the Crystal Skull with Matrix number 3.
So.
Oh, okay.
Since you brought up Fast and Furious earlier, I got to wonder. Have you seen, when did you stop watching them?
When I was 12.
And
which was the last one?
At what point during along that process did you be like, wow, they're still making these? What number?
Actually, so the last one that I watched was when Dom, I don't know if I should say spoilers. Like, it's so old.
We're going to go spoilers. Deal with the people.
So he takes the Dodge Charger and he runs from, what's his name, blonde guy.
Paul Walker?
Paul Walker. That was, I think, the last one I saw. It was like the third or fourth one. It was the original movie series. I think I did see part of the next one. It was either the next one or like two or three later. It was before they got into the boats and all that stuff.
Was Fast Five the one with the really long airport runway?
Yeah, I never saw that one.
Was that the one that the runway is actually like, or was that six? I'm starting to not know which
one
it was.
Where they had a runway, like they were doing a runway chase scene, and it was literally the longest runway ever. Like,
so I am interested in Hobbs and Shaw. Out of
I
the entire
too.
Idea of, I feel like the only reason it has Fast and Furious on it is to sell it. And I've already realized it's forget physics. That's literally what the F stands for now.
I kind of wish they'd make another Tokyo Drift. Like, I liked Tokyo Drift. I know it had nothing to do with the Fast and Furious movies at all.
Oh, come on. Neither does Sean Hobbs.
I really liked Tokyo Drift.
I did. No.
It was way different.
Is that the one where he does the drift race down the mountain?
Yeah. It takes place in Tokyo. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, it was that one.
I think I did see that one.
I hated it at first because I was like, this has nothing to do with Fast and Furious. But then I like, it's a pretty good movie. And the physics were still believable.
I don't remember which one was the last one.
Not necessarily real.
It was either 5 or 6. Was my last one. No, not 5 or 6. 4 or 5. I don't think I saw Fast and Furious 6. And I definitely didn't see Furious 7. Or The Fate of the Furious.
The Fate of the Furious.
But I'm interested in Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah.
Actually, when I first saw it come out, I thought it was...
What is Hobbs and Shaw? You keep saying that.
That's the name of the current one that just came out.
Oh.
Fast and Furious, Hobbs and Shaw. It's Vin Diesel, not Vin Diesel. No, it's The Rock and Jason Statham.
They weren't even in the original. How did they?
They're in it. Yeah, so
I have an answer for my previous question.
The Rock is XXX. Like, that was his series.
No, XXX is Vin Diesel.
Or Vin Diesel, sorry.
Fast and Furious 6 was the one with the really long runway. I will bow out now. I am done.
All right.
Vin Diesel has his own action series called Triple X.
Vin Diesel started with Fast and Furious.
No.
No.
The Triple X was totally separate. Like, they weren't even...
Okay, Vin Diesel was in the first Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
No, The Rock and Jason Statham. Talking about those two right now. That's who these people are. When I said Vin Diesel, I didn't mean to say Vin Diesel. Yeah, from my understanding, he's not in this movie. I don't know. Haven't seen it yet, but I'm interested. I'm intrigued.
I got him mixed up with The Rock.
Yes. That's why I was like, you are not getting these two people.
Is it out already?
Yeah, it's out. It's already like hit number one for the first week. It actually was the one that knocked The Lion King out of first place.
Yay.
And currently, I think this is Warner Brothers is who makes these. They currently own a couple of the top movies in theaters right now. Disney owns does own quite a few because Lion King did do extremely well for Disney. But Fast and Furious and something else that just got released is in the top two places right now.
I have no idea what it is.
I gotta remember what came out recently. And maybe if I cheat and, you know, load up the internet and tell me to... Let's see.
Just
this
ask
weekend?
Mrs. A.
The weekend.
Good Boys.
Good... What? Oh, yeah, The Good Boys. I forgot about that.
I don't know. I don't remember what that one is about.
It's about some junior high kids or whatever. They're trying to get invited to a kissing party or whatever. Or maybe like early. It's rated R. It's doing great for a rated R movie. It's hilarious.
It sounds like what's the high school version?
Oh, Universal. It's not Warner Brothers. It's Universal. So Universal owns Good Boys and Fast and Furious.
What's the movie with McLovin?
I forgot.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It sounds like that movie just moved to junior high.
Yes. It's goofy. It looks stupid. But it's rated R very much for reasons. And if they're not junior high, they're at least, you know, early high, like freshmen in high school.
So Stephen Colbert did an interview with the three kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really kind of cheeky, but that was the first time I had heard of the movie even. And I'm wondering, how do you find out about all these TV shows? Movies are easy. Like, you can go see what movies are playing and look at them. But how do you find out about all the TV shows and all the stuff that you watch?
TV Time.
Yeah, TV Time is one thing. And also Netflix actually just started a new feature on the TV version where you can subscribe to, it'll show you what shows are coming out. And actually they've had it on the phone version for or tablets for a while. What happens is you go like, oh, what's coming out? Hey, remind me of these shows coming out. And then because you've subscribed to by having it being reminded, it's dropped into your list. So you can always remove it later, which I've been kind of so-so about because there's shows that I'm like, I want off of my list. Like, I want to make my list of shows and movies that I have on my in Netflix smaller. But there's a few I'm afraid to remove because I definitely want to know if they ever come back.
Shouldn't TV Time do that for you?
Yeah, TV Time does. So I might be removing them and just dealing with TV Time.
So I have a quick question. Would you be super mad if Netflix did, like, the movies have the previews of, like, upcoming movies?
Yeah.
Would you be mad if Netflix did that for TV shows?
So
as long as they did it, like, only at the beginning of a run of series or something?
So
if it was opt-outable, I'd be okay with it.
Yeah, I guess maybe that. And I think they did, and it pissed everyone off. And HBO, when I was subscribing to them, they did too. It was where it was released weekly, it wasn't so terrible.
Yeah, if they didn't do it at the beginning of like
every
episode,
show, yeah,
it'd be fine. If they did it once per show or once per...
Like it, if they did it once on every single episode and you were watching like Love, Death, and Robots,
yeah,
that'd get annoying fast because they're like 6 minutes long.
Yes, they would. But yeah, no, Netflix got nailed for that already and yelled at because they were doing that type of stuff. And it was actually very difficult to get out of. Even with HBO, there was times I'm like, I don't care. And also Netflix has also been yelled at recently because they canceled a bunch of shows that were theirs. Because Netflix is no longer doing this, we will approve anything and keep, as long as the creators want to keep creating, we will just let you be on the thing.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're starting to cancel shows now. And what it is they have to meet two criteria. They have to bring in new customers and, I guess three criteria. So they bring in new customers, they have to keep current customers, and they have to be something that customers will go to when they're done watching their big shows. So like having friends, you watch Friends, you know, I've watched Stranger Things. Now we will go over to Friends. And I just let Friends run because it's years of just sitting there while I'm going to just let it play.
It's kind of like Seinfeld where nothing really happens.
But Seinfeld's the next one too that actually is getting ready to be argued with.
But Netflix is losing Friends.
Yes, they are. And Seinfeld is in an interesting spot because apparently it was sold and resold and their broadcast or their online rights were technically sold to one group and maybe to another one. So who technically owns Seinfeld for digital viewing?
It was owned twice? Or it was...
It's like people sold it going like, oh, this is a thing. We can make a quick buck. And there's still some questions about who owns which parts. And also
like
they
sold individual episodes.
Well, and also ways to broadcast. Like some people can make money off of the DVD, Blu-rays. Some people can only make money off of the digital broadcast. Some people can only make money off of
the first showing.
The first showing, or over the air broadcast.
I think we should go back to the original copyright laws, where you could have it for like 5 years and then you're done. It becomes
Disney
domain.
Won't let that happen.
I know they won't, but
they're the ones that
should.
Got it pushed out to 75.
Yeah,
we should. Like, they've screwed everything up.
But it's also they still get to make some. You know, our companies have changed over the years too. Like, yes, Disney would in places like that would have to really work hard to start changing out a bunch of their stuff. But on the other side, they get to make a lot of reusable stuff, and it gets people to try to make new ideas. From old things. Because even Disney, come on. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs? Come on, that's something that's so old. Yeah, just don't use the characters' names. Don't use the dwarves' names.
They still own the images.
Yeah, but they don't own Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Own the story.
The story is not Disney's. The story is public domain.
Like, they own the story now.
No, they do not.
They own their their version of
Yes. They own their version. And they own the name the dwarves having names of that particular type. The original story is ridiculously old.
Yeah, most of their movies are based off of, at least the older ones were based off of the Brothers Grimm.
But yeah.
Okay, so that's something else I found out.
I'm getting really confused because this kind of Brothers Grimm is like in like three different things in my head now, so, and I don't remember which is the real one.
So
is it Brothers Grimm?
It is. I don't know about Snow White and Seven Dwarfs, but
no, I mean just like that they made a lot of fairy tales, right?
They did, but they also remade a lot. Like
they also did remake a lot.
What was it?
Because they just went around collecting them, didn't they?
Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast.
Brothers Grimm remade that one. That's not originally theirs.
So they picked it up from somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't remember if they were the second or the third person. So I'm not even sure if they like remade it from the original.
Lion King is basically Shakespeare.
No, I think Lion King's older than that. I don't even know what Lion King actually originates. The only reason I know about Beauty and the Beast is I actually started researching that one, and I read some of the older stories. Like, it was really interesting. Where she's like, she's not the only daughter. She has sisters that are kind of, almost
Hamlet,
Cinderella.
Sorry, Hamlet.
Oh.
Lion King's based off of Hamlet.
Oh. So you were right, Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Well, sorry.
It follows a similar story arc.
Yes. Filmmakers have said that the story was inspired by that. It was inspired by Moses from the Bible and William Shakespeare's... was inspired by the lives of Joseph and Moses from the Bible and William Shakespeare's Hamlet. Inspired, not necessarily...
The story.
The story.
Yes.
Inspired by, not stolen from, by Disney.
Still.
Yeah. But that's because if it's stolen from, then they can't own it. Like Snow White.
They don't own Snow White. They own Disney's version of Snow White.
Wasn't there two versions of The Jungle Book that came out like right next to each other, or were going to?
Netflix has the other one. It was...
And they backed off just because... people were going to get confused.
Well, there's that. There was he wanted it better, and it's called Mowgli.
Yeah,
and it's on Netflix. That actually was pretty good.
Okay,
it's actually really good. And we're concerned Disney's is a almost one-on-one retelling of their cartoon.
Yeah, it is.
I thought Mowgli was Jungle Book.
Mowgli is the character in Jungle Book.
Yeah, I know. But I thought Mowgli was like the live-action version.
It is a live-action version of the Jungle Book, not Disney's live-action version of the Jungle Book.
Oh.
To the internet.
Disney's live-action version of the Jungle Book is called
The Jungle Book.
Yeah.
And I'll admit, that one was good. Mowgli was actually really good, too. But like I said, you can go to Netflix and watch it. I recommend it.
I'm just wondering when they come back out with all the cartoons we used to watch, like Rangers. What was it? Rescue Rangers and what was the one with Baloo?
Tailspin,
yeah.
So that's always a great segue. Let's see.
I feel like I heard something about Tailspin recently, actually.
I don't know about Tailspin. We could look that one up, or you guys can while I go with this one.
Oh, are you going to bring up the DuckTales?
Are they redoing DuckTales?
Well, they've been releasing DuckTales.
Yeah, they're on like season 3 right now. And actually, I love who Scrooge McDuck is. He's it's David Tennant. But
He-Man
is coming back.
Oh, as an anime? I did hear about this.
Still, always an animation.
I mean, but it's gonna be like I thought I heard it was gonna be like an actual. Like,
I know
anime.
It says
like an anime style.
The Netflix original anime. I don't know. It's all a cartoon, but it's. Kevin Smith is the big person behind this. Mattel is signing off and doing everything they can. And unlike She-Ra on Netflix, which is a start all over, He-Man will be a continuation from the original cartoon.
Okay, this may sound like a really dumb question.
You shut up.
But Kevin Smith did Jay and Silent Bob.
Yes.
He did Mallrats. Was it Mallrats? Like, he had some big movies in the 90s?
I didn't watch He-Man.
What has he done since? He's looking up
the
IMDb.
he did Kevin and Silent Bob, Strike Back. And he is...
I remember Dog. Didn't he do Dogma? He
did Dogma. Dogma is part of the...
Is that his movie, or is he just an actor in it, though?
Yes. Just yes. It's yes both. On that. So what do you want? Do you want actor? Do you want producer? What do you want on this?
No, no. Like, what movies has he made? Like, why is he such a big name producer besides the couple of 80s movies?
Well, he's also a stand-up comedian, and he's the big producer behind Comic Book Man on AMC.
I don't know any of these.
Oh, Red State is crazy. Like, it is not a comedy even remotely. I don't even think he's in it. Actually, I'm pretty sure he's not in it. I don't know now. It's been a while since I've seen it. But it is... It's like extremist craziness.
Is Sundance going back
Silent
up?
Bob Get Irish? What?
What are you looking at?
Jay and Silent or Bob Sundance Get Irish.
It doesn't matter. I was...
Oh, green?
The swearing... Oh, the green? I don't know what that is. That was apparently a little small thing.
I had no idea you had a Jay and Silent Bob movie in 2013.
TV specials.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're looking at some of the...
Well, it says filmography, that's why.
Yeah.
I assumed that.
Clerks 2?
Well,
I don't know any of these things.
Those are like early 90s, though. Or mid-90s.
No, you're in the 2000s. I haven't even hit the 90s yet.
Now we're about to hit the 90s.
Here, let's see. Just producer, 37 things.
So when was Dogma and Clerks 2? Is that 2000s?
Okay. Dogma happened before Clerks 2.
Yeah.
By like a decade.
But Clerks, like... That was the big one with...
That was the first one that really started off his stuff.
Yeah.
Clerks. Clerks. Not Clerks 2.
Yeah, I know.
So Clerks was 94. And...
Wasn't that the one with Dane Cook that, like, launched his career, too?
You mean Ben Affleck and Matt Damon?
No, I thought Dane Cook was in that. What's the one where he's a waiter?
I don't know.
I must be thinking of something totally different.
Yeah, you've lost me.
I thought it was called Clerks, but
the Clerks they're clerks in a convenience store, and one of them works at a video stop.
Oh, okay, it's definitely not the one I'm thinking of then.
I'm way out of my element on this. I don't know any of these.
And then what? He also helped out on some Batman stories, and he's helped. This is Kevin Smith, is what I'm talking about. So, what else has he done? He's done quite a few fun little things. But actually, I just realized something. Speaking of comic books, we're gonna take a break. Go to Captain Bangles. They're talking about comics that are coming out next week.
Ooh.
And with that, we'll be right back.
This is James from Captain Bangles Comic Cove. Letting you guys know about titles coming out August 28th, 2019. First title I want to mention is Batman Superman Issue 1, written by Joshua Williamson, David Marquez doing the artwork. Now, this is a continuation of everything that's going on with Batman Who Laughs. Up in the sky, in the dark of the night, trust no one for the Secret Six of Walk Among Us. Spinning out the devastating events of Batman Who Laughs, Superman and Batman are together once more in an all-new monthly series, and they're facing terrifying new threat that could strike from anywhere. The Dark Knight and the Man of Steel must journey into the depths of Gotham City to learn which of their fellow heroes has been transformed into the horrifying horsemen of their most dangerous and deranged foe ever. Our heroes will need a fight to survive, but an even more dangerous question lurks in the shadows. Can Superman and Batman even trust each other? Now, if you've been looking online, there have been spoilers coming out about this story already. Regarding who has been turned. So if you're an adventurous and don't care about spoilers, search them out yourself. I'm not going to tell you now. Also, would like to mention Marvel Comics 1000. So this is essentially Marvel's issue 1000. There's all sorts of writers, all sorts of artists coming together and putting together this giant book. It's a $10 tome, to say the least. This is the big one. In celebration of Marvel's 80th anniversary, we have gathered together the greatest array of talent ever to be assembled between the covers of a single comic book. Names from the past, from the present, and the future. Every page is filled with all new work from this cavalcade of comic book luminaries. There's mystery that threads throughout Marvel Universe, one that has its origins in Marvel Comics number 1, and which unites a desperate array of heroes and villains throughout the decades. What is the Eternity Mask, and who is responsible for the conspiracy to keep it hidden? And what new player will make their startling debut as these secrets are peeled away, featuring the entirety of the Marvel Universe of characters. This is going to be a pretty big story if you're a Marvel fan. Some of the announced artist and writer teams are out there without spoilers, so you can go and take a look to see who's working together on this. Alex Ross.
Is Neil Adams in it?
No. Oh. Bob, you interrupted me. But yeah, all the talent to put together this book is huge. And it will be one that will be referenced for a while, it seems like, a brand new character debuting in this book. Also, I would like to mention Marvel Monsters number 1 from Colin Bunn and Scott Hepburn. The monsters are coming. Someone is doing terrible things to the Marvel monsters, and only Kid Kaiju can stop it. But that's not all. A murderous row of artists like Becky Cloonan, Gerardo Zaffino, and others are on hand to provide awesome monster splash pages accompanied by cross selections from superstar artist Superlog. It is the big, bold, beautiful celebration of all things monstrous, and Marvel does not want you to miss this. Some of the Marvel monsters back in the 50s and 60s that debuted, and titles like Tales of Suspense, Strange Tales, like Fin Fang Foom, Groot, and others. It's going to be a lot of fun. Especially if you're a fan of kaiju stuff, like Godzilla. Lastly, I want to mention Tommy Gun Wizards from Dark Horse Comics by Christian Ward, who's doing the writing and the artwork. Now, if you're a fan of 30s, 40s gangster films, this will be for you. Elliot Ness and his team of Untouchables work overtime taking on dangerous criminals that hide in the seedy underbelly of 1930s Chicago. Except in this world, Al Capone isn't dealing alcohol, but in magic. With Lick, a drug that grants magical powers to anyone who ingests it, mobsters become wizards, ordinary men become monsters, and darker secrets than Ness can imagine lie at the heart of it all. A new genre-bending comic series from Christian Ward, artist of the acclaimed sci-fi epic Invisible Kingdom. This should be a lot of fun. I'm personally a fan of the 30s crime genre. And with the twist on this, this should be a blast. Again, all these books I just talked about come out August 28th at your local comic shop. Visit your local comic shop. We're here in Pocatello, Idaho, 348 North 3rd Avenue, Captain Bengals Comic Co. Find us on Facebook, and if you're listening, be sure that you're following Geeks Are Wired. Thanks, and back to your originally scheduled program.
Oh, man.
All right. So
that was a good update, right?
Yes.
Cool.
Great comics come out.
Yes.
Yay, Captain Bagel.
But with comics. Sony and Disney.
With great comics come great responsibility.
Yes. Sony and Disney are arguing over Spider-Man.
The Spider-Man?
Yes. Apparently, contract negotiations are not working out for everyone. Sony's not liking they feel like the deal has gotten worse and worse. This deal just keeps getting worse.
So, I mean, they're dealing Sony with and Disney, who? So that's fair.
Sony and Disney.
Oh, yeah. Disney screws everybody over, didn't you hear? That's why all their cartoonists put lewd images in all of their cartoons.
Only in the old ones. New ones take a little more work to find.
That's because they hide them better. Because Disney knows now.
Like I said, the deal just keeps getting worse and worse.
Yeah, okay.
So, Sony, without negotiating, or not liking the deal, means that Spider-Man, the current, with Tom Holland version, may not be in the MCU anymore.
Which is interesting to me, because...
if you're going to spoil this for everybody else,
so I know,
like
I was
you
gonna
did
say,
for me, you better let them
spoilers.
Know.
Okay,
if
yes.
If you haven't seen Endgame or the latest Spider-Man yet...
Homecoming.
You're a loser like me, but go on.
No.
Like, yeah, if you haven't seen... It's not Homecoming, it's Far From Home, isn't it?
Oh, you're right, it's Far From Home.
Yeah, if you haven't seen Spider-Man Far From Home or Endgame, which if you saw Far From Home and then not Endgame, you kind of got spoiled anyways on that, but yeah, there's spoilers here.
And we're just going to finish up the episode with this.
Yes. So if you want to go to the very end and hear our famous last words, sure, go for it. But otherwise, bye.
Talk to you next week.
Yeah. It's been fun. So it's interesting, though, because in that movie, in Endgame, Tony Stark goes bye-bye. It's like all the rest of the Starks in Game of Thrones. Most of them died.
He got stabbed by a sword? Or beheaded?
No, not quite.
Did
he didn't get stabbed by a
sword. We'll leave it vague.
Yeah, we'll just
for those who want to stick around, including you.
Something happens to him.
Tony doesn't feel good at the end.
And in Far From Home,
cancer like his dad.
Peter Parker gets the ownership of Stark Industries.
Why? I don't understand why Peter Parker, though. Like, I didn't see Endgame, and I know I'm just like...
Did you see the second Avengers?
Yes.
So during the snap, they, Tony was really upset that that happened to him because he basically considered him his son.
And also he trusts,
he trusts
Peter Parker to be, he trusts Peter Parker to do a very good job because he's extremely smart, extremely good.
What happened to his wife? I forgot her name.
Pepper Potts?
She's still there.
Yeah, she still exists.
Why doesn't she own it? He already gave the
Here's the thing. I think she controls it and she owns it, but he owns all the the technical part of it. Like he has control of the technical part.
All the R&D.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, so he gets that, and that's a major thing. Like Stark Industries is a major thing of the Avengers. If they split ways, what does that do to the MCU? Do they just write off? I guess they could just write off that movie as not non-canon anymore. But
no, they just make him a silent partner.
Well, they can keep him in the background, I guess.
Yeah, but that the Stark Industries is the fun part, though, of Avengers. Like, that's like one of my favorite parts of the Avengers.
But they can reference to Spider-Man or Peter Parker without ever having to bring him in.
And also, is the other stuff, too. Is
like, Peter's working on the higher stuff. We're going to talk about this cool gadget.
And then they did talk about the idea, because you forget that Disney also did get X-Men back.
Okay, so?
I know what they'll do.
I care more about Spider-Man than X-Men.
They will Princess Leia Spider-Man.
No, they technically couldn't. I don't even think they can use Spider-Man, actually.
Yeah, they can't.
They might not even be able to reference him.
Oh.
But if they...
I'm pretty sure they'd have to write the latest movie off as non-canon at that
point. No, they just call him Petey. No. He'd be like, Petey's working on this other stuff.
You forget.
Okay. What do we forget?
Multiverse.
So? It was already established that universe was the universe. Wasn't it?
Wait, are we talking about the one with Porky the Pig as Spider-Man?
No, I'm not talking about. I'm not talking about the Spider-Verse. I'm just talking that there is a multiverse in in the Marvel universe.
That specific universe they were in, though, was the main MCU universe. And Far From Home.
Okay, we're just gonna stick with the spoilers. There were no other universes in Spider-Man Far From Home. I'm not talking about Spider-Man, because Spider-Man is the ultimate. I'm pretty sure this is ultimate. Or is this Amazing? Is this Amazing Spider-Man?
Okay.
I don't know.
I'll just go Amazing. This is the Amazing Spider-Man, because technically this Spider-Man is also different from the previous Spider-Man movies, because I think they've made regular, ultimate, and Amazing. These are three different Spider-Man universes, literally in the comic books. Three different Peter Parkers, kind of like how the Spider-Verse, they even had different Peter Parkers.
Is that why Peter Parker keeps going back to high school?
Yes, because they keep making a new universe. No, there's all sorts of other things. But the fact that you have X-Men currently existing in the Fox universe. You have MCU existing in Disney universe. What you do is you have a world colliding event of a multiverse colliding event that actually brings the universes together.
Can we talk about the most important universe?
What's that?
It goes with the X-Men one, but it's Deadpool. I mean, come on.
See, you can bring in the Deadpool.
Right?
They bring in Deadpool, I don't know if that would mesh well.
And they can also... you get one F word, and Deadpool knows it's a movie, and he's waiting for it, and Wolverine drops it when he takes on the Hulk.
He made the Christmas special with no F word, with one F word, right? One or two.
Oh, man.
The PG-13 one?
I still have to give that back to you.
Hey!
But he pulled it off in the Christmas special, and it was still hilarious. It was the same movie that he did before.
Yes.
Just with some narration in it. And they took out a lot of the cuss words.
Mm-hmm. It was a Christmas miracle.
Anyways, I even if they do a mesh here, like, if Sony still owns the rights, they can't do that.
No, they can just... Spider-Man no longer exists in their universe.
But then what do they do with Stark Industries? Because he was the owner.
You mesh two universes together and you get to rewrite things however you feel like it.
Or you can just write off the movie as non-canon, which they've done before.
You know what you do is you bring in Deadpool and then Spider-Man is so offended by Deadpool that he just leaves. He's like, screw this, I'm out of here.
Hey, they could.
I think Spider-Man would like Deadpool. This version of him, at least.
No, yeah. Because they can literally reboot everything, which kind of would suck because that would literally mean all these years of MCU wiped out of existence just so they can bring the X-Men in. But the stories you can do with it, with the Superhero Identification Act, which I was expecting them to do at the end of Spider-Man, and which is what Civil War was technically about too.
Wait,
but then
what do you mean the superhero identity? I don't know much about this.
Okay,
that's from X-Men.
I'm ignorant.
No, that is the Mutant Identification Act, which is technically part of the Superhero Identification Act, but that's when Tony Stark ends up like making a serum that makes it where mutants can no longer be created or born. But that's
All right, anyway.
More.
They tried to do that. That was like the basis of one of the X-Men.
Yes.
Didn't they want mutants to be created or born anymore?
Because, okay, so the Superhero and Mutant Identification Act.
Do you have a screwdriver? A screwdriver or a quarter or something.
Your microphone needs some Viagra, dude.
Yeah, it's a little...
I was wondering why
microphone's a little limp.
Why he kept pushing your chin into it.
Trying to hold it up.
You don't have anything, do you?
I don't think I have anything down here. Sorry. We're almost at the end. How about that? So, I'll explain that. So, what happened is a kid went, got his powers, didn't fully understand them, went nuclear, wiped out a high school off the face of the planet. Because of that, they ended up making the Mutant Identification Act in conjunction with the Superhero Identification Act, and to help the Superhero Identification Act start up, Spider-Man was right there with Tony to reveal that he was Peter Parker. So he took off his mask and he said, "I am Spider-Man."
Oh, but then that happened at the end of the movie anyways. Okay.
Well, that was a...
Wait, which movie was that in?
Not a movie, comics.
That part was in the comics, but Peter Parker was revealed in the latest Spider-Man.
Correct. And
which I am okay saying because we told you...
Spoilers.
Spoilers. Yes. So.
So how that gets resolved, though, is the Phoenix... Let's see. So Tony ends up making a serum that wipes out the creation of future mutants. Then Cyclops ends up getting all the Phoenixes together and reverses major events, does tons of catastrophe damage, and makes it so the first mutant can be born again. He gets saved a little bit before they're like, "Oh, you were under the Phoenix control, so it wasn't you." He's like, "I would have done it anyways." So he goes off. So Cyclops actually ends up going off to jail. What else? Spider-Man ends up Lady Death falls in love with Spider-Man and says, "If you marry me, I will wipe out the events that of you revealing yourself," because lots of people end up getting hurt and killed because of his reveal.
What is this?
Why
is this from canon, or what are you?
This is coming from the comics.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Why would a lot of people like
this? Because he's just a little poor kid, and especially his boss hates him. He doesn't have a job anymore. Obviously, when the news reporter wants to. You know, "Oh, Spider-Man, the root of all evil." What do you mean you're Spider-Man?
Oh.
Nope. But people end up getting hurt. That's why he wanted to keep a secret, because people close to him will get hurt.
Oh, I see.
And they do get hurt. So Lady Death ends up bringing, I think, MJ. No, or no, he was married. Wasn't married to. Yeah, he was married to MJ. He ends up, because Lady Death ends up reversing things, is no longer married to MJ, married to Lady Death. She ends up reversing events, so nobody remembers that he is Spider-Man. So everyone is safe again, and that reverses him being revealed as Spider-Man. Yeah, there's all sorts of. I was kind of curious where they were going to take this.
Fun.
Yeah, there's all, but so there's a lot of wibbly wobbly timey wimeyness that happens in the comics, and that's what I'm saying.
So the problem is, if you were to bring that into like the movie universe, like. X-Men already made an entire movie about the Cure.
And also MCU already made an entire movie about Civil War.
Yeah.
Which is about the...
So is the Identification Act just like you have to identify if you're a superhero?
Yeah, because okay. It was safe for...
It was the registration thing, yeah.
And also if you were a mutant, you had to register too, because we couldn't trust you to not keep your powers in check.
Okay.
Well, they also wanted to know who was a human weapon. Like,
yeah. Because, when a kid ends up going nuclear and wiping out an entire school because he suddenly became a mutant.
So I remember, for some reason, in the cartoons, the Mutant Registration Act, that whole thing.
There may have been. The 90s one you're talking about?
Yeah.
The popular X-Men comics?
Yeah.
There may have been.
Before Rogue ever became Phoenix in any animated or real world.
In the movies?
Yes, in shows or TV shows or movies.
Yeah. Yeah, I know the X-Men, the Ultimate X-Men or whatever it is.
Yeah, I remember for some reason the whole Mutant Registration Act thing, and it was also in the movie. I think it was the first or second movie, the Mutant Registration Act thing. Like, they talk about
I don't know which one.
It was the one. I think it was the one with the cure, because it's the mayor. What's his name? Tries to turn the mayor into a mutant and ends up turning into the blob thing.
Yes.
Yeah, that was the whole Mutant Registration Act fight back by Magneto.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like Civil War-ish. I mean, they're
but
always...
But that's the thing is, the X-Men were made because of the time period, based on the time period of Civil Rights Movement and all that. So that's why mutants. And that's why they're all the hate.
Why? What was... I never saw Civil War. What was Civil War about?
The superheroes have caused too much damage.
Yeah.
And... the government wants to control them, mm-hmm. and those that don't want to be allowed to be identified or controlled end up are then identified as the bad people of society.
Oh, I see.
Because Captain believes that.
I always wondered why they were fighting. Like, I never understood why.
Well, Iron Man believed that. Yeah, I can bring it. I can take anything. I'm Iron Man. Everyone should identify themselves. Captain America was like, no, people should be. Superheroes should be allowed to keep their secret because they have innocence that they need to protect.
Yeah, wasn't that, what's his name? The guy that can shoot really well.
Hawkeye.
Yeah, like they went back to his home where his wife and kid were and all that in that movie.
Oh, and didn't they? No, they were snapped out of existence. They weren't killed. He agreed to not be a hero anymore.
Yeah. He's like, I'm not going to do it anymore because I don't want to reveal to them.
What he did was dark.
I don't want to reveal who I am because it puts them in danger.
I thought it was Deadpool when they first revealed him for a moment. There was a moment.
Where you thought he was Deadpool.
I thought he was Deadpool for just a moment. I didn't think I realized who it was fairly quickly, but for a moment I was like, well, this would be cool if it was Deadpool.
It would, but...
and they had the rights to him at the time.
Did they not anymore?
Well, I mean, they had just got the rights to him.
Oh, I see.
I don't know.
When Civil War, Infinity War first came out, they were either finishing up negotiations or they just finished up negotiations.
Oh, that wasn't Endgame.
Or that's what I meant, Endgame, sorry, yeah, not Infinity War.
They didn't do he didn't go bad until Endgame.
Yeah, that was really cool. But understandable.
It was dark.
So.
Maybe 3 hours long.
We should probably wrap things up.
All right.
Famous last words.
Don't make me start. I can't think of it.
Great news.
All right. I'll go. I'm really kind of concerned on what they'll do with Peter Parker and the Avengers if they can't use him anymore. Because I really liked both of them. That was cool. A lot of famous last words there.
Avengers.
You should just cut him off after, all right, I'll go, and that should be his last words.
You ready? It's going to be Avengers. The Force Awakens.
Not Avengers.
The Force Awakens.
The Force Awakens.